Jerry Bader Show, 922. I'm going to set this topic up in the next 7 minutes, and then we're going to get your calls after the news. And in fact, Jason found a story just now that augments this. I want to share a little bit of that story. Then I want to read a piece that appeared in the Sunday Green Bay paper. And then after the news, we'll get your thoughts. Here's what Jason just found. It was at Yahoo, I think, but it's from ABC. Jaden Newman is only 9, but her skills on the basketball court are earning her the attention of one of the nation's most prestigious college sports programs. Jaden, a fourth grader from Orlando, Florida, was sent, listen to this, an official recruitment letter from the University of Miami and has already toured the university's Coral Gables campus. She's taken a campus tour already. They show me their basketball court and they show me their campus, Jaden told local ABC affiliate WPLG. It was nice. Jaden, who's 4'5", is a long way from her first dunk. First made headlines in January when she made the varsity team of her local high school, Downey Christian School, as point guard. How the hell can that be? She can't be eligible to play high school, can she? Really? She began playing basketball at the age of 3 with her father, Jamie Newman, who is now his daughter's trainer. Newman says he is both not surprised that his daughter is being recruited at the collegiate level, nor worried that a college is looking at such a young player. If it's a 9-year-old prodigy math whiz and he's taking college courses, it's okay, Newman said. So when it comes to athletes, it's the same thing. It's not kind of a hobby. It's a passion and a love that she has for the game, he said. All right. Then this is what? What are you shocked at over there? She's averaging 14.8 points per game, 7.5 assists. Okay. So even Jason is like, wow. Okay. Bill Goss in Sunday's Green Bay paper actually addressed what I would call this phenomenon. We are getting away from letting kids be kids. During any televised sporting event, there are tidbits the announcers throw out in their attempt to make the broadcast more interesting. Game 1 of the NBA Finals was no different, as a clip of LeBron James was shown describing how his oldest son, who is 9, came to him the day after Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals and criticized James' performance, a career playoff low of 7 points. James explained how his son was giving him attitude as if he was an expert ball player. That's when the announcers proclaim that James' son was the 6th-ranked 9-year-old in the country. Are we really ranking 9-year-old basketball players? Does that make sense to anyone? It's bad enough we're forcing freshmen in high school to specialize. With a little research, we can find other cases to show this phenomenon exists and may be growing. The Washington Post recently ran a story about a 10-year-old boy who is getting attention as potentially being the next James. Even George Mason University reached out to this boy through a letter of encouragement to get good grades in school. I watched footage linked to the article, and this Dallas area boy certainly was a good basketball player for a 10-year-old. But the next James? Apparently, youth soccer has gotten into this insanity as well. As an October 2013 blog entry on SoccerAmerica.com talked about how GotSoccer.com, the most well-known youth soccer ranking site, came to the conclusion it needed to expand its rankings to include 9- and 10-year-old teams. Just think of the ramifications of ranking kids or teams that young. Undoubtedly, it would force some parents to start kids at an earlier age and put even more pressure on youth coaches to win their games instead of focusing on fun and development. What should kids in this pre-adolescent age group be concerned about? Remember, we are talking about elementary school children in the 3rd and 4th grades. According to About.com, that's an age when children are becoming more capable of taking on household responsibilities. It is a time when they become more independent by being willing to take control of their hygiene and personal care. It's also a time when kids are becoming interested in having sleepovers with friends and consider friendships to be very important. as they become socially conscious, they're concerned about bettering the world and helping others. Does that sound like an age for kids to be worrying about where they are nationally ranked? As the aforementioned soccer blog opined, it seems adults competing against other adults through their children. Attention, youth sports adults. It's time to back off and let our kids be kids. Please let them play the games they love and put the rankings away for another age. I had no idea about this stuff. And as Jason pointed out to me yesterday, we used it in the after show video. It's not just basketball. I can't even begin to explain why I think this is horrible for kids. One, it robs them of their childhood. Two, I don't think it's about the kid. I think it's about the parents vicariously living through their kids. And quite honestly, I'm going to be honest here, seeing dollar signs. My kid's going to be a superstar. My 9-year-old's going to be the next LeBron James. Now, the 9-year-old girl, the story that Jason found, made the analogy, and Jason has pulled up a story, and I think this is an interesting place to have this debate. A 10-year-old homeschooled California boy with presidential ambitions, who at age 4 became one of the youngest Americans admitted to High IQ Society Mensa, has graduated from high school, his mother said on Wednesday. The father of the 9-year-old said this is no different than an academic prodigy being advanced at a very young age. History has shown that's not a great idea. Sometimes intellectual capacity outstrips emotional development. I think this is an absolutely horrible, horrible trend. And I will delve into that. We'll get your calls after the news at 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 929.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs.